Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Gene Siciliano in 16 years as his membership in our Brain Trust. I don't know what we'd do without him. He's the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager, founder and president of Western Management Associates, CFO for Rent.com. Is that right, Gene? CFO for Rent.com. Gene, we're talking about making your people financially smarter, making your team understand, helping them understand their role in the financial success of the company. And I still think that the key is to get them focusing on gross. Get them focusing on the gross profit, and let you manage the net profit. But if you can keep it that simple, Gene, I think if you can keep it, because that's what they have control over. Help them understand what that middle profit line is, the number above the line. What is the gross profit? If you tell them, okay, the company needs to make, we need to make 35% gross profit. Joe, you've got a tight margin department. I need you to get 30. Sue, your department has a little more profit opportunity. I need you to get 40. So between the two of you, we're going to get 35. I need you to hit those numbers and break it, and help them break it down so that they know every step they take how it impacts gross profit. What do you think?
I think that's certainly a great approach for people who impact that gross profit line. But let's look at a department, for example, a research and development department. All of their costs are below that gross profit line. What do you say to the vice president who's running research and development? How do you tell him enough information to enable him to manage how many people he's got engaged
right.
in?
No, you're right.
What projects they're involved in.
But in that case, though, you could still break
you
out.
You've got to tailor the education
you're right.
to the department.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Otherwise, only the people that are involved directly above the line, salespeople and production people, they're the only ones that really impact that. Everybody else is below the line, and they've got to be involved as well.
And, you know, some people,
how do you measure
some payroll is above the line. Unfortunately, a lot of companies don't put above the line payroll above the line. They keep it below the line. I mean, if you got hourly people, contract people, that's above the line. You don't put some of them are, and I think that's a mistake people make is not putting the right marginal expenses above the line. What do you think?
Absolutely right. Yeah, if you don't have good financial reporting, you're not going to make good financial decisions, and that goes right up to the top because if they're getting financial reporting as you just described, then the owner needs to get some financial education.
Isn't this a byproduct benefit of all this? The more you teach your people how to be financially smarter, the higher expectations and actually responsibility you'll have for yourself, won't you?
Absolutely right. The last workshop I did for a management team, the owner was there for all of our sessions, and it was an 8-session program, and he was the most enthusiastic participant in the program of the whole team. And that enthusiasm spread and got everybody excited, and everyone benefited from it based on the reviews afterward. So everyone should be in the company, and we talk about getting your people trained and getting the financial reporting so it's meaningful. But we really are including the owners of the company mm-hmm. as well, who can always gain more in potential success for their company by understanding more about the financial impacts.
One thing for sure, Gene, you and I both know there are people listening right now who don't manage their financial records at all. They don't even produce monthly, let alone annual, let alone monthly financial statements. They wait till they get their tax return done. And you know what? You can't teach your people about financial management if you aren't managing your business financially. So get off the dime and become a better financial manager yourself. What do you think, Gene?
Amen, brother. Amen.
And that's
Amen.
Tough love, but you got to do it. If you don't know what's going on in your company financially, you're just a failure waiting to happen. What do you think? Last thoughts.
That's why most businesses fail, because they, in fact, don't pay attention to things they should pay attention to. And you and I know most small businesses fail. If not in the first generation, then the second generation. And they fail because they don't understand their business.
They don't know where their money's coming and going from.
From a financial standpoint.
Hey, Gene, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Thanks for 16 great years. Come back soon.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Gene Siciliano, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.